Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
China Fa Wei, A Miracle of Fallen DAFA, The Story of Qi Qi, by a Falun DAFA practitioner in Heilongjiang Province, China. Qi Qi is a 23-year-old young woman. Her predestined relationship with me started at the small dining table of my home. My family runs a small dining table, providing meals and, in some cases, lodging for young children. Everyone in my family practices Falun DAFA. I know that for children to come to my home, it's their predestined relationship. They have come to begin DAFA cultivation and to study the Fa. Therefore, reading Zhuan Falun, the main teaching of Falun DAFA, Hong Yin, and others of Master's teachings has been our mandate. This year, since the outbreak of the CCP virus, daycares and small dining tables run by other families have had to close beginning at Chinese New Year through this August. Because of the financial losses, some daycares and owners of small dining tables couldn't survive and have had to close down. However, our small dining table not only wasn't impacted by the pandemic, we now have more children than ever before. At our busiest, we had 16 children, and 9 stayed overnight. I know that it was Master who brought these children to us. During the pandemic, when they couldn't go outside to play, we made use of the time to do intensive Fa study, regardless of whether it was non-practitioners' children or children of practitioners. Every morning, after they got up, we memorized and recited Hong Yin. After breakfast, we studied Master's new lectures, followed by their online courses at school. In the afternoon, they worked on their school homework assignments. At night, we read Zhuan Falun together. After 9:20 p.m., we started the exercises and then went to bed. These children didn't feel sleepy, even if they slept less than other children, and instead, they were very energetic. Every week, we shared together as a group. These children have all learned how to look inward for shortcomings to improve themselves. They've managed to identify their zealotry, competitive mentality, show-off mentality, resentment, etc. Among these children, after just 1 month of being with us, a first grader, whose parents were not practitioners, cried during a sharing. He said that he was wrong to often bully his classmates because in doing so, he gave away his own virtue to other children. He said that now he understood how precious virtue was. There was another boy named Hai Yi, who was 14 years old. Neither of his parents practiced DAFA. Before studying with us, he was obsessed with his mobile phone and with playing video games. As a result, his grades at school went downhill. After he came to my home, through studying the Fa and doing the exercises for just over 20 days, he could calm down and set his mind when working on his assignments. He also stopped playing with his cell phone. Now I'd like to share the story of Qi Qi. The arrival of Qi Qi. An old classmate of mine, whom I hadn't been in touch with for a while, called me out of the blue in September 2019. She said in tears that her daughter was very sick and her illnesses couldn't be healed. My classmate was contemplating suicide. She was so distraught, and she asked me to help them. Her daughter, Qi Qi, was 22 years old. Our small dining table usually received only much younger children, but I thought Master sent her over as well. So I said, "Please bring your daughter over. A bright future is waiting for you." My classmate quickly asked me, "What kind of bright future?" I said, "You'll find out when you come over." On the evening of September 30th, 2019, she traveled more than 600 miles to my home with her daughter. Qi Qi was only 5 feet tall, yet she weighed more than 220 pounds. Because of being so obese, she didn't look like a young person, but rather middle-aged. When we were having dinner, my 83-year-old mother asked, "Which of you is the mother?" Her question embarrassed my classmate, and then she told us about Chi-Chi. Chi-Chi's story. When Chi-Chi was 2 years old, she was taken to a daycare. One day at daycare, a table fell on top of her. As to what exactly happened before and after, since her teacher didn't reveal the details, her parents didn't know either. When Chi-Chi got to be 7 years old, she didn't know how to count. Then her parents sent her to a private teacher who would beat and swear at the children. Chi-Chi was petrified by this experience. By the time Chi-Chi went to primary school, she lagged behind her classmates. When she went to junior high school, her parents realized that Chi-Chi often coughed up phlegm. She was also inclined to lose her temper and suffer nervousness and anxiety attacks. Her parents had her examined at the major hospitals in the area, and she was eventually diagnosed with autism, tic disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, mental disorder, and bidirectional language affective disorder. All of the medications that her doctors prescribed for Chi-Chi had hormones. When she was first on those medications, she'd be a bit better, but in only a few days, her problems recurred, so the doctors increased her dosage. After a while, when the medication no longer worked, the doctors upped her dosage. For years, her mother and she had been shuttled between the main hospitals in their province. Finally, seeing that Chi-Chi's situation wasn't getting any better, they decided to go to Beijing for treatment. Her weight had increased to more than 220 pounds by now. In one meal, she could eat more than 3 pounds of beef, plus a big plateful of baked sausage, and a big bottle of soft drink. Besides eating voraciously, Chi-Chi frequently lost her temper and bit and swore at others, no matter who it was. The doctor in Beijing also diagnosed her with mania and anxiety disorder. During her hospitalization, she was so violent that nurses had to tie her to a bed before giving her injections and medication. After a while, when her parents went to visit her, they realized that she was calmer than before, yet she had a vacant look and suffered from memory loss. Her parents then took her to see a specialist associated with a well-known Shanghai hospital. The doctor said that she suffered from a severe mental disorder. He recommended surgery to remove nerves on both sides of her brain. After the operation, Chi-Chi's memory was completely gone. All she remembered was eating until she was too stuffed to eat. Her weight continued to increase. She became even more erratic and anxious than before, and she also developed heart problems. Chi-Chi's mother cried, "Her whole body doesn't function now. She has suffered too much." I asked her, "Since the operations didn't help Chi-Chi and having taken medications for 5 years, did that help?" She replied, "No, it didn't work. But what can we do? She goes crazy every day, throwing things around, hitting and swearing at others. If she continues like that, she won't live long. My husband and I have a stash of sleeping pills. We'd planned to die together, the three of us, but we're not courageous enough to go through with it. As soon as she is mentioned, we feel scared. We truly have no life, but we just can't die either." Accepting Chi-Chi. Her mother went on and on, our chat lasting for a little over 5 hours. During this process, Chi-Chi had been walking back and forth nonstop. She went into different rooms, searching all over for goodies. She never stopped eating. She also came over to ask me, "Auntie, when will you make me some barbecued meat? When will you go buy pomegranates for me? When will you take me for a spa treatment?" The whole night, she kept asking me the same questions 50 times over. Her mother said, "Her IQ is not as high as that of a 2-year-old child's. She has only food and play on her mind. For a 22-year-old, she can do nothing. When she brushes her teeth or washes her face, you see toothpaste and water everywhere, on herself, on the floor. As long as she does something, you have to clean up the mess afterwards." Then she sighed. When will I see the end of this? I thought that only Master Li, the founder of Falun Dafa, could save Chi-Chi. So I said to her mother, both you and your husband are doctors. You have also been to a lot of major hospitals for treatment, but she not only didn't get healed, she even got worse. There is only one way out for her. I then discussed how Falun Dafa is a high-level cultivation way of the Buddha school, which teaches people to follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I told her how Dafa has spread throughout the world and talked about the many amazing benefits that practitioners have received. I also covered the staged self-immolation incident, which the Chinese Communist Party fabricated in 2001 in order to create public hatred toward Falun Dafa. I told her about the wonderful changes that my mother, my son, and myself have experienced after we began Dafa cultivation. As I was talking, Master's compassion and Dafa's extraordinariness often brought tears to my eyes. Chi-Chi, who was beside me, could feel that what I said was all real. She was moved and cried also. I asked, for such a wonderful practice, without asking you for a penny, do you want to give it a try? Her mother replied, as long as there is a little hope, I'd like to give it a try. The next morning, Chi-Chi, her mother, myself, and a practitioner who came over to my home began to read Zhuang Falun. Chi-Chi has a great predestined relationship with Dafa. She could usually hardly sit still for 5 minutes, but miraculously, that day, she managed to sit down for more than an hour and finished reading one chapter. During our Fa study, she was also very focused. Then her mother suddenly said, "My daughter, it's time for you to take your medications." I smiled and said, "Why would you still want her to take medications? She can't be healed by those." Her mom replied, "I'm afraid she would be worse off if she didn't." I said, "That was before. But now, since she began to learn Dafa, she is fine. As long as she can study the Fa, Master will take care of her." Hearing that, her mother changed her mind. That night, Chi-Chi's mother had a dream. She told me about it in the morning. In her dream, she was taking Chi-Chi and her grandmother home. As they were walking along the main road, there was water in front of them blocking the way. Her grandma then said, "Let's take the side road then." When they tried that, they found that it was a dead end. Also in her dream, she gave the wrong medications to Chi-Chi and Chi-Chi began to throw things at her. I smiled and said, "Master hinted at you. You gave her the wrong medications. That means you should stop giving her any medications. Side roads and a dead end means only by taking a bright main road can you return home. You have to cultivate well, and you and your daughter have good inborn quality." From then on, Chi-Chi quit all her medications. Her mother decided to stay with me for almost 2 weeks to watch Chi-Chi. When Chi-Chi's father called to check on her situation, her mother didn't dare tell him the truth about stopping her medications, but rather she said she lowered her doses. But even so, Chi-Chi's father was so worried that he had trouble sleeping for 3 nights. He kept reminding Chi-Chi's mother, "If she gets out of hand, call me immediately. I'll come pick her up." But things turned out the opposite way, as Chi-Chi was very calm. Moreover, as soon as she heard songs sung by practitioners, she became very happy. After seeing all this, her mother felt that she could rest assured, and she decided to leave Chi-Chi with me and headed home. Patience and persistence. However, when it came to teaching Chi-Chi, it was easier said than done. She didn't know how to do anything, so for everything, I had to show her from scratch how to correct her every bad behavior and habit. It took more than a month before one thing could be fixed. She also talked and did everything extremely slowly. For instance, brushing her teeth. Altogether, it took her about 50 minutes to finish this task. In addition, she left toothpaste everywhere on her clothes, the basin, the mirror, and floor, so that I had to clean up after she was done. Ever since she came to our home, Our washroom is always busy. And when she washed her feet and socks, she had water and soap suds all over the floor. Every morning after Chi-Chi finished breakfast, she started asking what she'd have for lunch. In the morning, as soon as she was free, she began to ask the same thing over and over again. After lunch, she began to ask about dinner. She also kept looking for all kinds of fruit. One night, after we finished sending forth righteous thoughts at midnight, she changed into her sleepwear. After I put the clothes they'd taken off in the wardrobe, I went to bed. When I woke up later at 2 a.m., she was still putting away her clothes. This kind of thing happened very often. When Chi-Chi first came to my home, she was delusional and had hallucinations, and then she wanted to kill and hit people. I had to watch her all the time and warn her. I also had to put away my knives and scissors. I was afraid that when she had hallucinations again, she would do something extreme. During those days, I was very worried. Sometimes I thought to myself, why don't I just send her home? Taking care of her requires too much effort. But if I were to really do that, she'd be done for. Then I had another thought. For me, not to want to spend much effort on her, wasn't that also a manifestation of selfishness? Master has never wanted to give up on us, including those spies, if they wanted to practice Dafa. Now this predestined person was brought over to me. I just had to lead her to study the Fa and do the exercises. How come I couldn't do that? Should I feel like it's too much trouble? After I thought it over, I cried and said to Master, Master, your disciple is wrong. I must eliminate the attachment of selfishness and take care of every child well. That night I had a dream. A practitioner was doing the exercises under a big tree. Suddenly, she heard a group of bad people coming into her village. I said, let's put the MP3 player away. Seeing that she didn't take action, I began to look for the MP3 player. Then I realized that there was a cord connected to it. This cord was hanging high up in the tree, so I started to pull on it. I pulled slowly and surely, as I didn't want to damage the cord. Finally, I managed to drag the MP3 player down. After I coiled the cord around the MP3 player, I gave it back to that practitioner. Then she walked away. After I woke up, I enlightened that this practitioner was Chi-Chi. Taking care of her required a bit more time. I needed to prompt her to do more Fa study and exercises while keeping my heart unmoved. And if I were to become impatient, all my efforts would have been a waste. Thus, I began to do intensive Fa study with Chi-Chi. After finishing sending forth righteous thoughts in the morning, I taught her to recite Hong Yin. I did it sentence by sentence. In the beginning, it took her a few days to memorize one poem, but later, she managed to memorize one poem in half a day. Then 2 months later, she could learn 2 poems in an hour. After we finished breakfast, we began to read Master's new lectures. In the afternoon, she recited Hong Yin. After we finished sending forth righteous thoughts at night, we did the exercises. We have been doing this every day. Master cleaned up Chi-Chi's body. She had pain in her heart, and her head also ached a few times. She spit out bile from her stomach, and she became nauseous a few times. She also appeared to have hallucinations at times. When Master cleaned up her head, she said she was very sleepy. She kept yawning and slept for a good part of a day. This situation continued for a week before it disappeared. Later on, a strong smell of medication emanated from Chi-Chi's body. This lasted for more than 20 days. She asked me, Auntie, why am I suffering so much? I said, Master is helping you clean up your body. Don't be scared. Master has removed the root cause of the illnesses for you. It's only this tiny bit of black chi that needs to come out. That's the part for you to endure. Please thank Master. She then kowtowed to Master and thanked Master right away. Chi-Chi's Miracle. By this year's Chinese New Year, Chi-Chi had been with me for a little over 3 months. Her home is 600 miles away from me. I asked her, "When will you go home to celebrate Chinese New Year?" Her reply surprised me, as she wanted to stay with me as opposed to going home to celebrate. I said, "You don't want to go home? But don't you miss your mom and daddy?" She said, "I surely do, but I can't go back without you. Your environment helps me keep fit. Auntie, did you know you treat me better than my mom? May I call you mom? My mom sent me to the hospital where I was tied to a bed, forced to take injections and poisonous medications. It has done so much harm to me. I hate those hospital staff people with a passion. At your home, I can learn Dafa. You didn't give me any medications, nor do you hit me." I said, "But sometimes I've scolded you." She said, "You did that for my benefit, to correct my bad habits. I know, since I came to your home, I've stopped losing my temper, and I became a happy person. I don't want to go home. I'll just stay here, and you are my mom." No matter how I tried to persuade her, she didn't want to listen. In order not to have her family miss her on Chinese New Year's Eve, I bought tickets. I got on the train and took Chi-Chi home for a visit. When her father saw her, he was extremely pleasantly surprised. He said, "Just seeing her weight loss, I already feel incredible." Before she began to learn Dafa, Chi-Chi's parents had tried so many ways to bring her weight down, with little success. They'd taken her to a hospital in Chongqing City for stomach removal surgery. However, when the doctor saw that her desire for food was so strong, too strong, he didn't want to proceed with that approach. Thus, for all these years, her weight never dropped. But now she still ate everything, while her weight was dropping like a stone. Just that alone is a miracle. When her family saw the great transformations, both to Chi-Chi's body and temperament, they all believed that Dafa was wonderful and decided to renounce their memberships in the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. Her grandma said, "How am I supposed to thank you?" I said, "What magic could I have possibly done? I didn't give her any medications, massage, or acupuncture. All I did was lead her to study Dafa and do the exercises. It was Dafa that saved her. It was our master who saved her." Since then, both her mother and grandma began Dafa cultivation. 4 months after I began studying the Fa with Chi-Chi, I realized that she no longer experienced heart congestion. Her bladder function became normal, her head stopped aching, and her logic also returned to normal. Her memory gradually came back, and she could recall things that happened in the hospital, such as names of the hospitals as well as the doctor's names. It has now been 10 months since Chi-Chi began studying the Fa. Besides being a little slow, everything else about her has returned to normal. She also takes the initiative to do Fa study. She stopped losing her temper and no longer becomes violent or agitated. She is happy every day. She studies one or two of Master's new lectures each day. Over the past 10 months, she has managed to memorize all 5 books in the Hongyin series. She has started memorizing Juan Falun and is on Lecture 2 now. After 10 months of Falun Dafa cultivation, Chi-Chi has gone from a 220-pound, agitated person with all internal functions declining to a 105-pound, upbeat and elegant young woman. It was Master's compassion that saved her. Otherwise, how could someone like her, who couldn't be treated at the hospital, regain her health? Chi-Chi's story manifests the miraculousness of Dafa.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.